Karen Granerman. She is the CEO for the University Club of MSU. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about the U Club.
Well, Tony, this year the University Club is celebrating two great things. One is the 10th anniversary of our luxurious fitness center and spa, and the other is the completion of a major renovation of the club's biggest function room, formerly called the main dining room, now with its total renovation renamed the Heritage Room in honor of all the wonderful events that have taken place in that room through the years.
How do you become a member of the U Club?
Well, you become a member of the University Club by calling 353-5111 and asking for Phyllis Riley, who's our membership director. We do welcome people from all over the community. Many people think that you have to work for MSU to belong, and that's simply not true. You just need to want to be at a place where there's wonderful people and wonderful food and a great fitness center and spa and pool and lots of other things.
All right, let's talk about the community focus. I love this the name. Name for a big banquet. Tell us about that.
Well, when we were contemplating how to celebrate all of what's going on and how supportive the community has been of the U Club through the years, we wanted to do something really big that would help a lot of the wonderful organizations and nonprofits in our community that make this such a great place to live. And so we came up with this wonderful idea to ask our members to nominate their favorite charities. We then picked a group of charities from those nominations, and we've put them all on our website at www.universityclubofmsu.org, and we are inviting everyone in the community to go there and vote. And now, this is an election year, and people are kind of attuned to the whole voting thing, but this voting is a little different. This voting you do with a $5 bill. And so if you go to our website, you will see 26 different charities, and you can vote for any or all of them as many times as you want. Vote early and vote often, and each vote will be a $5 charge to your credit card. So we're trying to raise a lot of money for these 26 wonderful organizations and hope that many of your listeners will go to that website and place their vote. The online voting is available through 5 o'clock on March 16th, and at 5 o'clock we will shut down the website. The great thing about the website is you can see in real time exactly who's ahead and what position each of the 26 charities is in. There's a competitive aspect of this as well. Every charity is going to get the money from the votes. But the charity that wins the most votes, that earns the most votes, is actually going to win a grand prize.
What?
And the grand prize is a $10,000 credit toward a fundraising event in the University Club's newly renovated Heritage Room.
How much does the organizations get from the funds that are raised?
Well, if an organization gets 1,000 votes, they will get the money from those 1,000 votes. With the exception of our partner in this program is the Capital Region Community Foundation, another great nonprofit that does a lot of wonderful things in our community. And they are keeping 10% of all the vote money to support their causes. So if an organization gets 1,000 votes, they get $5,000 minus the 10%. And plus, a shot at that grand prize, which is the big carrot at the end.
All right. The Big Bang Quit is at the U Club. And once again, give a phone number and website that people can go to.
Well, you do have to do it on the website. It's University Club, www.universityclubofmsu.org. And there's one other component. We hope your listeners will come on March 20th. We will have a free reveal reception at the University Club. 5:30, March 20th, that'll be your chance to stuff the ballot box one last time and find out who wins.
All right, keep in touch with us, Karen. I'd like to help you publicize that March 20th event. Before I let you go, how many members does the U Club have now?
We have a little over 1,500 member families, and they're just wonderful people who are leaders and prominent people in our community. it's a great place to be.
Well, I know a little bit about country clubs because we have been shopping one. My wife likes to play golf. We've been trying to find her a place to play, and the country club deal is kind of changed. You've become more family friendly, and it's not expensive as people think, is it?
We call ourselves more than you might imagine for less than you would expect. We have a wonderful golf membership with Forest Acres Golf Courses. In addition to the fitness center, the spa, we have a newly renovated, beautiful dining restaurant and cocktail lounge, swimming pool, lots of kids programs, camps all summer long. You're right. It's very, very family friendly.
All right, Karen. It's been a pleasure talking with you. We'll talk with you again soon before the 20th event. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.